How do you explain the fact that Wallace has been around or in office or his wife has or somebody since 1962? When a politician is around that long, generally his popularity goes down. His is higher now than ever before. Well, what's the reason for that?
Well, you had a series of events. There's no doubt that his unfortunate shooting has given him a great deal of sympathy. And with this in mind, I mean, if he hadn't been, question, if he hadn't been shot, what would have been the situation this time? If he hadn't been an invalid, I don't know, it's speculation, but it might have been entirely different. That factor alone is a significant factor, and he has really had no issue. He had his busing issue, which was a popular issue. Maybe some people say the issue of tax reform, but I don't think the average Alabamian associates tax reform with George Wallace. I mean, I think this is something he's gaining nationally some in, but it has to be the right now that his great degree of popularity is his injury, his fighting spirit to overcome it. He had this the personal things that have gone on in his life. His wife dying of cancer was a significant factor. I mean, I don't think you can, in the long period that she had it, she lived in it, and that's a factor. I think he's got a fighting spirit that the average voter likes, but he's had a series of personal things that have happened to him that some way or another get out to the voter, and the voter sympathizes with him, or at least maybe the voter feels a part of it, the empathy of it, or whatever it might be.
So you see it strictly as a personal kind of attraction?
Well, I wouldn't say altogether, but I would say that you can't divorce that those factors from him. I mean, he's had, right now, I'm not, if it had been an election, I don't know what the outcome would be. It'd been speculation, but if he had not been an invalid, if he had not displayed the fighting spirit and effect to overcome it, the spirit to, I think the average people feels that he exercises and works hard, and the parallel to Franklin D. Roosevelt's rise to fame following his podium. Those are all factors that you just can't divorce and say that they have no influence. If you try to divorce that and then put in the balance of the scales the other factors, I don't know what altogether the fighting spirit to maybe the changed attitude on racial matters, if that be true.